Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome everyone to Intuitively You. I'm your host, Danielle Huff. Thanks for listening in today. Today we're going to take a moment and do a final release of trauma through the nervous system, through your timelines, through your memories, to release the emotion and bring you forward into now, fully into now, fully into your power. Because wherever you hold emotional strongholds, that is where power is. That is where energy is still. Maybe you're not focused on it in the moment, but on an unconscious level, it's still connected. So if that's still connected, emotionally negative, it's going to pull energy away from your being, right? From your full power, because you're going to have fear or resistance there, right? Because the mind wants to put down all the negatives to keep you safe, healthy, and happy. But the thing is, that resistance is what's creating your lack of energy, your lack of thrive, your lack of motivation. So we have to shift that out, and most of it is shifted through trauma. Trauma doesn't mean that it had to be something huge or something, don't compare trauma. Trauma could be as easy as I got my hand smacked at 3, so now I don't reach for a cookie, or, you know what I mean, something ingrained there that if I do this action, I get this result. And so that cause and effect that we live within in our 3D world and our mentality, that's the highest part of you that knows the best of you. So when you move that energy to release, and your power and your energy comes back to you, you have a neutral being or a positive. It just goes back in. And so we're going to shift today. We're going to thaw out, because what do we know about how our bodies work? We know the mechanism of fight, flight, or freeze. And a lot of us are frozen in parts of us, but we don't know it. We learn to live with it. We've numbed it out. We've done something different, right? And so now, with the new energies on Earth, with the changes happening, you can't take that into the next level. It doesn't need to go. It won't go. And that's why it's coming up for you right now, maybe in remembering, maybe in actions, maybe you're repeating the pattern. And so you got to play it through. You got to allow it to go through you. Don't attach to the event. We're going to release it so that you can live in the now. Because the truth is, however traumatic that was to you, you're still alive. You're still here. It didn't take you out. And that's the biggest fear that mankind holds, is the fear of death, when it's actually just a transition. But we're not going to go that route today. We want to stay in releasing what has frozen you, what has feared you, what has made you run from you, all parts of you. And as we do this, you will see over the next few days a new outlook come, more energy, maybe a new mindset, maybe something releasing that kept you stuck. So within that, you can align to your best and highest in the next dimensional energy, which is the 5D energy. 4D is time, space, reality. 5D is another layering. And we're going above time and space. So this is a great time to release this, because your past timelines, if you know about timelines, or your past, just keep it simple, your past, it's no longer going to be necessary for your now. Will you have the wisdom? Yes. Will you have the memories? Yeah, they're there. You can pull it up. You can see energy at all time. All energy is imprinted. So you don't have to hold something to remember it. You just have to command it to come back up in your mind. And I can help you with that if that's something that interests you. But the key here is to say, I've lived it all, and I'm ready for my next chapter. But this chapter starts the beginning of a new dimension for you, a new vibration in your body. So how you know you're going through ascension is in many ways. But lately, it's been the tasting of metals in your mouth, food not tasting right, hungry but not eating, maybe not even getting hunger, assimilation, creepy crawlies through your body, things like that. Because your vibration of your cells are vibrating at a faster rate. We're releasing that density, the density of the 3D saying, this happened to me, I am victimized. We're losing all the victimization. We're no longer on that receiving of the negative because it no longer holds for you. It doesn't even feel right. You are going to feel more safe, protected, and known from where you are. This is a journey. This is a journey for you. What did you come here to create? What did you come here to actually be? What did all your past inspire you? Like everything you went through, wherever it is, bring the wisdom forth. Bring the wisdom forth right now through your heart. However you do that for you, open your heart, receive. Pay attention to your breath. Pay attention to your clarity of mind. You might be getting a message or a vision or a knowing. And then we're going to go down into the physical body. And for those of you that like to feel the difference, that makes the difference, you'll want to do this first step. For others, you can just start on step two, if that's how you call it. But go into your physical body for a moment. Tap into your toes through your whole body. Feel your legs. Feel your body. Feel your body. Feel in your body. There you go. All the way up to the top of your head, to your crown. That's right. And now the command is to allow me to feel all the frozen parts of me and my physicality. Allow, there you go, feel it. Some of you are going to get very cold sensations. Some of you may get hot sensations because you still have anger or fueling wrapped around it. The trigger. So in those frozen spots that you feel in your body, maybe you feel a spot in your arm or your leg or your lower leg or here, your pelvic area or wherever, don't judge it. Just feel it. Just really get into feeling it. Now, you could take time and space and go through every one, or you could just say, I release it all. I trust that I got through it. I release. I release. So you're warming it up. You're dissolving it. You could feel the change already happening in your body. Just sending love. Love is not acceptance. You're not agreeing that it was okay to go through this. What you're agreeing is that you can now send it love and it no longer rules, no longer has precedence in your life. And you're unthawing. And for those of you that are very, very kinesthetic, you may even be feeling in your vagus nerve, in your sciatica area, it all releasing through. That is the physical release. The mind knows it's happening. The mind is releasing too. But let's feel it in our bodies. Let's feel it release out. With your breath, open your pores. Unthawing you. And in those spaces, it just comes back to a balance, to a normal. You know, we get into a thing that we need to be over positive to not be negative, but the truth is it just is positive or it is negative. There's no nth degree of positivity. Like, that's a false illusion that's leaving Earth. That's the false illusion leaving your third eye. So the illusionary veils that we hold up in your third eye, they're releasing too as you release out the trauma. The perspective is no longer needed. Let's see what's different. Give it a try. You can always bring trauma back. You can always recreate what you've already done. It's already patterned. But give yourself a blessing and opening to say, let me try this differently. Let me live this new. Let me see, feel, and hear who I am without my stories, without my fears, without running that fight. So for fight, take a moment, take a breath, relax your body out. For fight, you want to go into your body and ask, where am I fighting within my body? Where am I fighting? Where am I holding fighting? Where am I fighting within my body? and see what locks up for you. It's tighter and tighter, and you may have to say, I'm not feeling anything. Okay, well, tighter and tighter, make it tighter and tighter. If you're doing this when you're standing up and you begin to rock, that's you almost trying to block what the feeling is. So stand in it. Allow it to release from you wherever their fighting is within you. You have to be protected or on guard. We're releasing that now. This will begin to change the physicality of your mental and your physical body. May balance for health. May balance for... There you go. Yeah. Lose the fight within you. Let that energy release. And you may have to do this in layers, right? We're asking it to release fully. But if your mind still holds a deeper fear, it may say, I'll release this much and see. I'll release this much and see. Okay, don't judge it. You're trusting you again. You're trusting you outside of that event. You're trusting you that you can be all you want to be. You can do all you want to do. So we did freeze, light, releasing it all in oneness. There we go. All right, now tap back into your body. And where are you flying in other dimensions? Outside. There you go. Where are you fleeing to? Tighten up those parts of my body that hold fleeing. I'm fleeing, I'm running from, going in all directions and nowhere. Yeah. A lot of that's going to be in your leg area for a lot of people, or the back of your heart area. Just because we associate the words with our body parts. There you go. Yeah. So we're going to release this. And we're going to say it's okay to run back home. Bring it back to you. See yourself running to you. Maybe you see a being in front of you and it's coming home to you. Maybe you just feel coming home or welcome yourself home auditorily. Whatever you need for you. This is very open and free. Some of you will want to write and journal after this. Love the change. There it goes. Fight, flight, or freeze. Release, release, release. Knowing I'm protected, knowing I'm safe, knowing I made it through all of it, and knowing I can make new choices from the wisdom I gained from every experience. Bring it forth now. Expand your mind. Use your breath. Expand your mind. Expand your heart field. Expand your aura field clear out to the galaxy. Yeah. When you're in that trauma, you cocoon, your energies around you become very tight, very limited, very structured, very into your patterns, right? When you have patterns of OCD, when you have these patterns, it's because you fear something different. And it's such a weird fear because you're like, why would I care where my lotion is? But you do care. Or why would I care it went in this way? Because something you set up at one time worked a certain way and you believe that. And when you tried it in another way, it didn't work. So it must go this way each time. Do you see that? Release it. That's right. Release the patterns that come with the trauma. Release the behaviors that come with the trauma. Release the self-sabotage. Yeah, it's not there anymore. Have you noticed in the last few weeks or months, it's according where you are and when you ascend, but you'll try to get angry at something or try to get upset and it just kind of floats away. I'm not holding that. Or it doesn't even come up on your radar to have a reaction. Or maybe you're so distant you don't even get involved anymore. Like the drama is no longer there, the chaos, the busy work, it's releasing. Some of you right now, you're going to feel that kundalini rise from your root. I guess This is a freeing of your body. So just allow it to move through your body. If you need to walk around, stand, sit, whatever works for you, lie down. You're going to start feeling that opening. Your lower, there you go, yeah. Your new story is peace. Your new story is being what your passion. When you move the chaos, when you move the struggle, you tap into the passions that you love. And you trust that your passions and your interests support you. You may not know how, what it looks like, but you know. And that's the most important thing, that you know it. Not that you figure it out, not that you plan it. That's the 3D matrix falling away. You're going to release that out of your mindset. For those that are visual, you can pull up and say, what does my 3D matrix look like? It may be gone. It may be open more. It may be expanded. It may have less filters. It may only be half there. Don't judge. This is not judging in comparison. This is just knowing where you are. You are always here in the present. And there is no there. It is here I experience. Here I experience. Feel your dreams in the now. Not be something to work towards a goal out there beyond me, because when you put something outside of you, it becomes unattainable to your mind because it's out there, not here. And the mind doesn't know where out there is. And why we're doing this programming right now is to bring you into a new balance of the five-dimensional and leaving the trauma, leaving the lower energies to be transformed, to be opened, to open your field of resistance, into allowing, into flowing, into knowing the innate trust that you came here with, knowing the innate abilities that you came here with. And on another layer of that, this is changing and opening and expanding your DNA. So your innate abilities, the ones before they shut down, the ones before you feared them, couldn't use them anymore, whatever that story was, they're opening again. Because the dimensional energy on Earth is high enough for them to be brought forth. So for all of you that thought you were in hiding with your gifts, they're going to come to fruition. Do not let that scare you. Let that embrace to say, oh, I get to be my natural self, my innate self. I get to put all my mask away and be my authentic self, a being. The self of power that you came in with. Yeah. That's strong. That's strong. And so as you move into this dimension, linear thinking releases. And the words that are attached to linear thinking, allow them to dissolve. A lot of you are going to feel that in your throat and chest area, your weight being lifted. Move it through you. Move it through you. Try it. This is using your whole energy field, your mind, body, spirit. A lot of people will get stuck on, well, my physical body gets tight or gets strong, then I know I'm strong in mind and I'm strong in spirit. There's no wrong or right way, but if you will align into all three, you will have more of a centering and a balance. It won't be all body, it won't be all mind. Those extremes are releasing. The all or nothing is coming off our planet, coming out of our mindset. It no longer holds for us, no longer truth for you. And when we say it's no longer true for you, that doesn't mean it was a lie, because you lived it and it worked for you. What we're saying is now the doors are open that you can let that one move to a new one, right? It was truth, but it was limited truth. And now you're seeing full truth or more truth, however you want to align that. That's right. Move the energy through your body. Definitely drink water through or after the show. If you listen to this, here we go. And now we're just going to bring in a little bit of light language to clear your field, to open and expand. You may feel your own message through the light language. This is your soul language. It speaks soul to soul. Tap into your soul power. Tap into you. See it in oneness. You are your soul power. Hoy itana kapota katikatiata samati atiata poyata o puisisaka patia. Ayatai ikiata o sotori amandana. So the soul is welcoming you into your higher field, into your wisdom, into flow. That's right. Yasa tatake yata omweyata iziyata. We're working in your energy fields to open and expand. All of you. Your light, your soul light. You're removing from the density of an in. Relax in the knowing of your joy is protection, that your laughter is safety, that your love is here. So manifesting are changing. How you enjoy your life is changing. What your desires are. Just because you've done something in the past forever doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. Look for your secondary gains that may be hanging on to why you do that. Release forward into you. Come present in your body. Bring it down into your feet. Your vagal nerve is clearing. Nervous system is resetting. Freedom, opening and allowing. This show you may want to do a few times. Every time you do it, it gets another layer or lower energies. Okay? You release all, however your mind believes you may still hold on to. So don't judge yourself through this process. But no, if you release the trauma at the seed, at the root, your life will get better and better. Your experiences will be more open, free, and loving for you and others. Stay in the knowing of this. Where you don't want to go is to what will have to change. Don't create stories. Let go of stories. And let's go into experiencing. This is the age of Aquarius, of communication. So your mind is the most open, communicative part with you now in your heart. Your heart and mind communicate through your tenth, communicate through your body, but through your vagus nerve. And so if there's trauma or lack, or something that it's not going to believe, it won't get to your mind, even though the heart's telling you over and over and over and over. So letting go of the trauma, letting go of those stuck energies, and allowing your body to flow will allow messages and knowings and wisdom to flow through you. You'll be that conduit of who you are and the power, and your vision and your passions come back to what you came here to be, what you decided before you came down that the world needed from you, for you. Your servitude. We are going to serve in a new way. It's not demeaning anymore. It's not less than anymore. You serve for your highest value, and you'll be rewarded for your highest value. It's within that you will find passion. Why do you love something? What's it bring to you? That's where your abilities are going to come to fruition. You're going to find things out about you that you didn't even know that you could do. Or maybe something you've been trying to do and all of a sudden it pops through, like quit trying. Allow it to come to you. Just be it. Put your full heart into it. Love what you're doing in every moment. It's not, ugh, I have to wash the dishes. Find the beauty in washing the dishes to bring love. Every act can be in love if you allow it. That begins to open up neural pathways in your mind. This is dimensional. This is your creation. This is the new you that you walk, that you're being. Take it all in and take a breath. Going to share with you that I am available through Zoom in person if you're in Indianapolis or surrounding area. We are do phone, Zoom. We're here for you from 30 minutes to 90 minutes to whatever you need. We're here to help you. I'm here to help you emerge into this new way of life without struggle, without pain, without the stories. We're releasing the pain body. We'll release the traumas. It all releases the same. However, if you need insight, guidance, working with your abilities, want to know what your abilities are, reach out, JanielleHuff.com. We'll connect with you. We'll create with you. Because this is a time in your life that change is happening, whether you want it or not. So get in the driver's seat with you. And if you need help driving, we're here for you. Take time today to meditate into you. Stillness is meditation. Clear mind is meditation. You're going to see the ways, all those routines and beliefs, they're not bad for you, but there's other ways in the now that you can have the same results. Change your mindset. Change your life. Move that through you. That's right. If you feel that this would help someone, share it. I thank you for that. If you haven't already, you can like our page on Facebook so that you can keep up with what's going on, what is for you. Really center and ask you, your desire, your deepest desire. And get rid of the frivolous, oh, my desire just sort of, no, go deep. What is your true passion and desire that fuels all the other experiences? That's what's bringing brought up in you. Let's try that again. Bringing brought to you. There we go. That's coming to mind. I want to give you that awareness as we close this session because you are going to see new things, feel new things, want to experience new things. Trust yourself. Move through it. Enjoy it. And until we meet again, stay in peace, my friends. Bye for now.